Today's scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 to 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 to 24. All things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor. Amen.
I will continue from what I left off from the last time, which is, self-centered inner heart. I told you how, inner heart is formed. Let me explain about the inner heart again. The inner heart consists of what you receive, what you re-inherited from your parents, and what you learn and what you see and what you hear in your life. If you, your general thought, and if you form your inner heart in a selfish way, then you will have self-centered inner heart, not the way the Father God wants you to have. Sometimes, my mother said this, even though you were born from the same mother, why are you three all different? You look different, your characters are different, but you know what? We got united only for one reason, only for Father God's kingdom, and only for the shepherd. I believe you are the same. Well, of course, we have to be united as with one heart, right? Even though we have different characters, even though we grew up in different environment. In the truth, we should be united. So anyway, even twins, I look at Pastor Hee Jin Lee and Pastor Hee Sun Lee. They are twins, right? Of course, they look similar. But, their characters are different. Depending on how you form yourself, what kind of heart you had, what kind of mind you had, your characteristics, your personalities, become different. So even though you inherited from the same parents, you are going to form different inner heart, depending on what you see and what you saw and what you heard and what you felt. Even though you grew up by the truth, if you don't cultivate your heart by the truth, your inner heart will become selfish, self-centered. So this inner heart, what kind of inner heart do you have? I believe you have checked from the last message. So as you listen to this message again, what kind of self-centered inner heart do you have right now? And what is the reason that you come in, you don't increase your faith yet? I hope that you can make this, you can find that kind of opportunity through this message. The last session, I talked about judgment, which is one of the thoughts that are from the self-centered inner heart. Well, I'm going to talk about resentment first. Well, the reason you have this resentment is because something does not go the way you want it to go. You want to have more. But you feel like you don't have, you have less than others have. But this kind of mind heavily depends on what kind of environment you grew up on. Even those who received much and those who received less have this kind of feeling too. They also have this kind of resentment. Even those who received a lot when they grew up, they can also have this resentment. Why? Because they look at the things by what they received before. And if they think what they are receiving is less than what they want to receive, then they have this kind of resentment. Because, things are not going the way they expect it to go.
내가 어떻게 성장했는지 여러분들이 내가 더 믿음 안에 못 들어가느냐를 살펴.
You don't go into deeper level of spirit.
악을 행하지 않는다 할지라도
even though you don't commit sin, even though you don't have much evil. If you have this kind of resentment in your heart, you have your self-centered minds, selfish thought, and if you express it, well, I believe you cast them a lot. Sometimes you get irritated, you got any ill feelings, and then you say that, you know, my mom loves my sister, then, you know, she loves me. You have that kind of heart, and it comes out as a form of resentment. So you have to be able to find this kind of resentment in a very detailed deeds of your life. There were parents, and you know, since she doesn't have a husband, you know, she lives by the money that her son gives. Now, sometimes, you know, I heard that housewives, you know, got money from their husbands as, you know, even though they need like a dollar, but they say to their husband, you know, I need $2. Although, you know, their husbands, you know, believe in their husband. I mean, believe in their wives. And then, you know, those wives get, you know, irritated, you know, in their hearts, you know, when their husband asks for like a receipt.
저기 하면 저기 한다고 뭐 자세한 거는 하여튼 그렇고 여러분 분야들 속에서 이렇게 이런 분야들을 여러분들 살펴.
There are many this kind of fields.
크게 죄나 악은 아니지만.
You don't think it is big evil or big grave sin.
But
in your trivial things in your life, as a husband, as a wife, or as a son, or as a daughter,
받아서 생활을 하는데 친정에는.
You know, sometimes, you know, there are wives, I mean, you know, let's say there is a husband. Now, his wife, you know, supports, you know, her mom and father by giving a kind of, you know, money, a pocket money, but, you know, she gives, you know, her husband, you know, less than that. Then, you know, husband got, you know, got upset or got, you know, have, you know, ill feelings. And then you come to have, you know, very, you know, ill feelings for that. Why? Because by your own standard, you have to receive this much. But when you receive less than that, then you come to have this kind of resentment. So, first of all, you have to learn first to think of others' point of view and other situation. You should learn, you know, how you can put yourself into other shoes. And you should learn how to love to give others. Now, you know what? You receive 10. Okay? Now, your master give one to someone else, and you feel irritated. Why? Because, you know, I deserve 10, but he doesn't deserve one. He have this kind of resentment. Of course, you changed a lot in the truth. So you have a heart of yielding, but you have to resemble the heart of Father God. It means you have to be able to give what you have to others. As you grew up in your family, in your environment, how you grew up, you have to look back. And what kind of, you know, the feelings you had. Let's say those who receive much love, they are rich in their family. So, you know, they have, you know, chances are that they have less ill feelings than those, you know, who didn't receive much. But you know what? Since they have received much, well, let's say, there are brothers in family, like a 4, 5. I mean, let's say there is a son, and then he came to have a young brother. Then the elder brother becomes upset. Why? Because he feels He is losing what he used to deserve before his younger brother was born. If you, as a parent, if you do not, you know, make the elder son understand what's going on, well, let's say, whenever I see, you know, children who came to have younger brother or younger sister, then, you know, I usually told them, for 3 or 4 years, you received all love from your parents. Now, your younger brother or sister received less than you did. So why don't you share that love with your brother or sister? Then, you know, they got a big smile on their face. Instead of, you know, understanding their hearts, as a parent, if you scold your, you know, elder son or elder sister, they will going to have that kind of ill feelings in their hearts. So if you raise your children, you have to know how to raise your children right. There are many, many details that you have to learn. You can learn it from the truth. Say, there are children who grew up like that. You know, those children will have, you know, ill feelings and resentment in their heart. Even though they don't commit grave sin, you know, when they are not recognized well, when they don't deserve, I mean, if they think, you know, they don't receive what they think they deserve, then they come to have this kind of resentment automatically. So, hope that you can check yourself on this field. There is another thing from self-centered inner heart. What about, like a feeling of afraid. As you grew up, your parents commanded all the time. And you received much love as well. So you have less feeling, scary feeling, or a feeling of afraid. So you can feel the love of Father God better than those who didn't receive that much. There are people like that, and you have to check whether you belong to this category. Many people, you know, came into spirit, and I usually give counseling to those, you know, who don't have much, you know, faith. There are people, some parents even, you know, told their children that you'd better die, you know, I regret to give birth to you. Let's say there are parents who desperately want to have a son, and then they already have like three, you know, daughters, and the fourth child was the, you know, daughter again. And then they usually said to, you know, the fourth daughter, you know, I didn't want to have you, you know, you are not supposed to be born. Then she didn't receive much love, and she came to have, and she, you know, grew up feeling afraid all the time, tried to avoid the rebuke from their parents. And then she automatically, you know, came to have that kind of, you know, feeling of afraid whenever she, you know, dealt with many people as she grew up. And then after she came to this church, she started to break that feeling. And she tried hard to love their parents. And because of that, she happened to, now she is able to be feel, you know, feel sympathy for, you know, her parents. Because of the feeling, she found God and the love of Father God. Now she became blessed. But, you know, their parents are not. Her parents are not, you know, Christians. So she started to have, you know, sympathy on her parents, and she started to have, you know, love for her parents. Now, what she does is, she's changed. She started to be able to love her parents, and as she developed her heart like that, her parents welcome this fourth daughter very well. They welcome her a lot. They are even waiting for her to come in. Her parents changed. In her family, She was scared of her parents. But by the love of Father God, of the Lord, and of the shepherd, she changed the feeling. And she changed the feeling into the feeling of love. And she kind, and she became a person to love her parents more because she changed the feeling of her faith into the feeling of love. Depending on how you grew up, depending on what kind of feelings you had, you may have the feeling of afraid. And because of that, you don't feel the love of Father God. Ask yourself whether you were in this category. As I grew up, I had this kind of heart. There is Pastor Myung Lee, who is older than I am. Whatever she did, she always won the merit. She always a good student. And then she always won prizes. The Pastor Soo-jin Lee, after she was born after the senior pastor received the whole and accepted God, and then she was always filled with the Holy Spirit. But as I grew up, Mrs. Bong Lee told me that I was born when the senior pastor was very, very sick. So I had this kind of resentment. I don't have a picture when I was a year old or when I became, 100 days old. It became my resentment in the past. My two sisters have, but I don't have that. My parents loved me, but because it was I who made that kind of feeling. I didn't receive love. I couldn't do it because I didn't receive love. And then I grew up, I was raised by my grandparents. So I was lack of my mother's love. I grew up like that. But I didn't try to find the love of Father God, but I had fleshly thought. And then, I am not capable of. Since even though senior pastor didn't say anything, I was kind of shy. I felt I am unable, and I made myself more afraid and more shy. That's how I formed myself. In happiness, in feeling of joy, I have to change it. But you know what? I formed myself like that. I grew up like a 20 or 30. I mean, imagine yourself, growing up like in such an environment for 20 or 30 years. Of course, I changed and I came into faith, and I am so thankful for that. But what if I grabbed the chance that Father God gave me? What if I lost that life? What if I lost those chances? And what kind of person would I become? I'm so thankful whenever I think like that. My servantness, my feeling of afraid, nobody said nothing to me. Let's say, among family, there is conversation. I always thought, are they talking about me? You make up that kind of mind. Nobody talk about you. Our family wants to embrace me, try to give more love me, even though I received such love. Well, I think I gave you this kind of testimony. I had a big, kind of inflammation over my, my eyes. And then my eyes got, swollen up. And then if you squeeze it with your hand, Mrs. Bonlin Lee sucked it with her mouth. That's the love of Mother. Mother wants to give you more and better. But even though I received such love, because of the form that I myself formed, and those years piled up, and instead of loving, instead of understanding more of my Father God's love, you know what? If I don't do it right, I will be rebuked by Father God. I have that kind of feeling. So I couldn't understand the love of Father God completely. Father God loves us great love through our shepherd, through the Lord. However, depending on what kind of heart you have, you may not understand fully. This is all because of your inner heart, self-centered inner heart. That's why Father God gives us abundant love for us. But you don't believe it, and you block yourself from the love. I made an example of myself. We received much love. Sometimes, you know, Mrs. Bonlimley said, you know, she was sorry not to give us much more. But you know what? She always tried to give us more, better, even though when we were poor. We've never thought that we were poor because she gave us more. We were always happy. We always rejoiced. We lived in that kind of unhappiness. But I formed myself. I couldn't change myself by the word of God. For many years, I had to struggle because of that. Now ask yourself and check yourself. Do you have this kind of feeling of afraid? Unless you change it by the love of God. Whenever, what kind of situation you encounter, even though you make an effort, you feel like, I am unable. I don't have capability. I was born like this. Nobody told you that. It is you who made up yourself, think like that. You gotta check yourself like this. By the perfect love of Father God, you have to change yourself. By the perfect love of our Lord and of the Shepherd, you have to change yourself. And you have to find what is the inner heart that you formed by yourself. There is a brother who came into spirit. I believe you remember his testimony. He committed sin. He was faithful, and he committed sin. And because of the feeling of guilty, he was afraid. He thought everybody was, you know, pointing at him. But you know what? How he changed it. He clung to God. He knelt before God. He held on to pillar of the sanctuary and prayed to God so fervently. From the depths of his heart, he repented. He tried so hard to uproot whatever evil left in his heart. He only thought of the love of Father God. And thought of the love of our Father, the Lord of the Shepherd. So he was able to change himself and came into spirit. I believe you remember his testimony. What kind of heart do you have? Are you afraid? Are you scary? Do you think you are unable? Do you doubt that you can't do it because of your sin? There is no one who is not, who is free of sin. Of course, you know, those who came into the Holy Spirit, they don't have evil and they don't have sin. Even those people who came into spirit, they have many things to cast off. They have to, you know, they have to refine themselves more to come into Holy Spirit. So even though people of spirit have many things that they have to cast off, sometimes they wonder, I think I am in the rock of faith. But why people call me, I'm the man of spirit? You heard that kind of testimony a lot. So, it is you who make yourself have this kind of heart and mind. And you have to check whether this kind of feeling, you know, blocks you from having the heart of and mind of spirit. You receive such great love of Father God, and you have heard the word of truth, but you block yourself from them. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. If you hang on to this word and pray, and hang on to the love of Father God and of the Lord and of the Shepherd, well, I prayed greatly for confidence. You know, sometimes I look at myself in a marvelous, because I am amazed of myself delivering this message on the altar, because I was very quiet in my family. You know, I was not good at speaking in public, but I held on to Father God's word. I depended on Father God. I depended on His word, because Father God promised to give me strength, and I prayed for that. And Father God, help me break myself, break my selfish idea, and Father God made me able. I believe this is the testimony of those who came into spirit. This is the confession of those men of spirit. You know, have you ever seen those, except Mrs. Bolin Lee, you know, who are very good at expressing herself? Well, in most cases, those men of spirit are quite, you know, shy, you know, they are quiet, you know, they don't express themselves before people. However, by the power of Father God, they changed. So when you look at those people, you know, they look so, you know, confident. No, he was the one very shy, but he changed. You feel like this. What kind of heart, what kind of mind do you have? Whether you have this kind of feeling of afraid or scary mind, you have to check yourself completely. Father God, the Lord and Senior Pastor, loves us more than we love ourselves. And they trust us more than we trust ourselves. This is what I feel all the time. Whenever I pray like this. Of course, and I go into deeper level of spirit. But when Senior Pastor prays for me, he doesn't want me to come into deeper level of spirit. He prays for me to come into whole spirit. I cannot even, you know, dare to seek for in the Holy Spirit. But Senior Pastor prays for me, Holy Spirit, instead of on behalf of me. You know, I have this kind of feeling desperately in my heart. My Shepherd, who trusts me more than I trust myself, so I can do it. This has been my confession. I hope that you have the same feeling. Don't say you are unable. Do not doubt your ability. Break it. By the power of God, if you fix your eyes on Father God, you can do it. Have this kind of feeling and complete yourself. Now, the second thing is the evil that comes from self-centered in your heart. Evil from the self-centered inner heart. Well, first thing we have to talk about is, you know, Pastor Dong Cho-shin once, you know, explained about self-righteous and frameworks, right? It is self-righteous and frameworks in good words, but they are evil. Okay? Don't say, it is your evil if you have self-righteousness and frameworks. Acknowledge it, and you can easily get rid of them. They're evil. I have this kind of self-righteousness and frameworks. Don't say that. Find your evil in them. Look at them and face them. Well, there are rivals or enemies. They hate each other. Well, in this country, well, in case of this country, there is a country which happened to be our enemy, because they, you know, that country colonized our country. So we have that kind of feeling, and it passed down to generation to generation. So in the world, what happens? I'm not sure whether you do it. Let's say there is a baseball game between Japan and Korea. I don't think the mommy members do that, but the worldly people, they say, we have to win. Korea has to win. Don't you think it is feeling of evil? Let's say, what about the camera crew? We use many products made in Japan. If you really think the feeling that you have to win the game against Japan, then you should not use the products of Japan. But you don't do that. You think it is righteousness, but it is not. You have to know whether it is the righteousness in the sight of Father God or your selfish righteousness. If it's selfish righteousness, it is evil. Now, we have Independence Day, right? Last August 15th. Now, those who are less than 60, 80 years old, they didn't experienced the colonized days. Now, what kind of feeling you had on the last Independence Day? Even worldly people, okay, this is a holiday, let's go on a picnic. But you know what? When there is a game between Japan and Korea, we have to win. You have to realize how selfish in your heart it is.
Well,
I made an allegory of the countries between Korea and Japan.
But
if you put yourself into other shoes, then chances are that you don't think you are right. Some people say, even though you put yourself into other shoes, you still think you are right. It means it is selfish righteousness. It is evil from your centered in heart. Now, there is Jonah in the Bible. City of Nineveh. The city of Nineveh is like a Japan to Korea. So Jonah didn't like the idea. The Father God told him to go and proclaim that Father God would destroy the city. But you know what? Jonah knew the heart of Father God. You know, Father God want them to repent, and Father God want to save them. So Jonah disobeyed. So eventually, he obeyed, but it was not perfect obedience. He did it by force. He did it reluctantly. But what happened? He decided to watch that city, whether it was going to be destroyed or not. Why do you save the country? He got upset to Father God. You know, that country made this country in a struggle. That country should be destroyed. You have to know how selfish it is. You have to know whether it is great evil. On the same line, you have to check whether you have this kind of selfish righteousness all the time. There are many kinds of examples. There is like a, I'm talking about, selfish mind. I think Pastor Myung Lee talked about, red hot pepper, right? I'm good at eating, chili pepper. I think I used to be the guidance pastor of the power worship team. We had a dine out. And then, I was eating chili pepper, and she asked me whether it was, spicy or not. But since most of the people are not good at, this chili pepper, I tried to give less spicy. But, she said, too spicy. What I realized was that even though it is tasty to me, it may not be tasty to others. I think I made an example of the food. we usually, in the season, you know, the crabs. So we don't, we make it spicy, but you know, other family like it, you know, seasoned with you know, soy sauce. You know, I tried it, but you know, it, I don't like it anyway. And I stop it. And I try, but you know, I always fail. But anyway. Some people like, you know, soy sauce seasoned crabs. And they recommend it to me. I try it, but after one chopstick, I stop. I talked about, you know, chili pepper, right? As I eat, you know, this, you know, soy sauce seasoned crab, even though I like it, others may not like it. What I did was, after that, I expressed like that. To me, it's okay, but I'm not sure whether it is good to you. Why don't you try it? This is how I say. Why? Because everybody has different taste. Some say, you know, some people do not like, you know, sweetened food. But some people, there are people, you know, who don't like, you know, sweetened stuff. So, if you insist what you like, instead of saying that, even though it may taste good to you, you'd better say, it's good to me, but I'm not sure whether it is good to you or not. Well, why don't you try it? And if it is good and you can have it more, if you don't like it, then you can just stop it. If you make an offer like this, then it may be better for their situation. Now, this is a small example, right? But in this kind of situation, there are many, many troubles between husband and wife, and parents and children. There was a child. After the baby was born, you know, of course, you know, the baby cannot speak, right? But his mother thought it was cold. So she always tried to put him in, you know, thick clothes. But you know what? The child hated. He got upset. Why? Because he's hot. He has, you know, body temperature is always, you know, hot. And he does not like it. Because his room temperature is always hot. So I thought like this. Now, what if I put thick clothes outside? Well, in his room, he didn't want to have it on. But once I took him outside, now he put it on. But you know what? His son forced him to put it on because it is cold outside. You know, I usually give it a deep thought. Why, you know, children are upset? And parents become upset because when they see their children become upset. And after 4 or 5 years later, old, you know, they start to express themselves, right? But before then, you know, they cannot express themselves. No? From the moment on, they have ill feelings against each other, between children and between parents. You know, parents force their, you know, feelings to their children and children become upset. You know, one day, there was a 5-year-old child, and the mother wants to take a picture. Now, she stood up. The child stood up. Who's taller? Of course, mother is taller. No? She said, look at me, look at me. Why doesn't she sit down and take a picture of her son? But you know what? She said, look at me, look at me. She's much taller. You know what? The son was behind her. So she, I mean, he couldn't open his eyes. There was a situation like that. You think you want to take a picture of your son. But you don't understand your son. It's cold winter day on their way to Friday all night service. No. When they come to, you know, service, they don't want to put on thick clothes because they want to look good, no? Father said, put on a thick jumper. No, we don't want it, we don't want it. And then both parties got upset. Okay, you don't listen to me? Father got upset, and he didn't come to Friday night service. It's the story of a long time ago. You want to do something good to others. You think you are doing good. But you know what? Others do not have heart to take, accept it. Then what you think becomes selfish. Don't you think this kind of mistake all the time? As I said earlier, you don't think it is grave sin. So you cannot discover it easily. But you think you are stagnating. And you try to think, what kind of sin did I commit? What kind of sin I committed? As people come into spirit, they think more of others' position and situation. Otherwise, it is sin against truth. They accept everything that others do. This is the heart of Father God. But because of your selfish inner heart, you hurt your children, you hurt your parents, or you hurt your brother and sisters, or you hurt your husband and wife, and you argue, you got upset. Ask yourself, look back on yourself, and you insist on your own stuff. Change yourself. Some said like this, I said, you know, why don't you do better to your wife? And then he said, I'm doing good. I'm sometimes, you know, washing dishes. And I heard him, and there was a reason he started to wash dishes. He started to wash dishes to bring her to church. Now, he is doing washing dishes. But you know what? That's the only thing he does. After he got married, many years passed by. He didn't remember the wedding date. He didn't remember in the holidays to take, you know, the wife and children out. And he said, and always, you know, he's tired, and you know, he slept in his house. But you know, he said, you know what? How can I feed the fish that I catch? How can I feed the animal that I, you know, hunted already? How can you change yourself if you are in this position? You know, I'm washing dishes. Well, others don't even, you know, wash dishes. So I'm doing a good job. If you think like this, unless you understand others and you try to do something for others, you're not doing right. Well, anyway, after he heard me, I heard that, you know, all family went out on their wedding anniversary for the first time. So, I believe you are trying so hard to find even these small things and change yourself. And when you do this, now you are able to understand others as you break yourself and you can become united as one. So you have to check whether you have this kind of, you know, selfish deed. Even small things. Since, you know, Father God tells you to pray, okay, then you know what? You force your children to pray. But you know what? You don't teach your children what to pray for. So you know what? Your children grow up, then your children do not like to pray. So you ask me, my children do not like to pray. Well, in your family, have you taught your children how to pray? And have you set an example before them how to pray? Well, I didn't do that. So your children didn't learn from you. Even though they follow you to church, but they didn't learn how to pray. So they don't, you know, they cannot find enough fun in praying. You know what? Let's say we have this kind of subject. Why don't we pray together? You want to have this? Why don't you please Father God with your prayer and then see if Father God, and then praise to Father God to give you answer. But you just force your children to pray and you scold your children when they don't worship Father God in spirit and total truth. And you know what? You hurt each other. Well, one of the Ten Commandments is to respect your parents. You have to obey. Of course, they have to obey. You know what? As a parent, you should not upset your children. You have to raise them by the discipline of the Lord. Our senior pastor did to us by the discipline of the Lord. He always taught us, and whenever he saw me, he always tried to command. And when there is something against the truth, then Senior Pastor rebuked us so that we can understand and change ourselves. So, between husband and wife, between you and children, whether you have selfish in your heart, check yourself and change yourself and become complete. Now, if you develop this kind of selfish in your heart, it becomes stubbornness. But I have to tell you a story which happened a long time ago. Every year, she gave me a gift of a brooch. I'm not a person who put lots of accessories on my, or ornaments on my, clothes. And I don't change those in a kind of, ornaments. So, she gave me the gift every year. But I don't put it on because, we know each other quite well. No, I don't put it on. Since you don't put it on, since you don't put it on, this is the reason I give you this kind of brooch. So, out of courtesy, I put it on, once or twice. Then I stopped putting it. Then she brought me that gift again. I don't put it on. Since you don't put it on, I give you this gift again. With a smile on her face. She never, frowned her face before me, even though, she's been with me for over like 20 years. We've been very close to each other for like over 20 years. She's never frowned her face before me. No, I was very stubborn. You know what? I believe she is more stubborn than I was. Next year, she brought me another brooch, different kind of brooch that I never liked, like a beautiful dress with the races on it. Sometimes, there are times that I have to put it on, and of course I love beautiful dress. I do, okay? Don't misunderstand me. But, there are situations that I have to put certain dress or certain clothes, but, she, buys me a beautiful dress with the races on, Well, because you don't put it on, why don't you put it on? Then I try once, and I put it on the closet, and I don't put it on again. Now, once I heard how she grew up, let's say she found a brooch. Now, her mother didn't buy it for her. Then she stopped before the house and she didn't move until she bought the brooch for her. She grew up like that. She possess it if it is what she likes. Well, if she is stubborn to go into spirit, then she must have come into spirit already. You know what? But she is stubborn only for the unrightful things. Let's say, she has to, I did this thing and I'm so sorry before Father God. I'm so sorry over 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, 20 years. Father God forgive you and then forget it. And then she made an excuse, because I committed that kind of sin and I'm like this. Stubbornness. On the wrong side. What kind of heart it is? It is a stubbornness from the selfish and self-centered in the heart. And it becomes obstacles from coming into spirit. If you get rid of it, you can quickly come into spirit. Now, check your life, whether you have this kind of stuff. If you think it is right, are you stubborn? Look back on yourself. Let's say, there are people who look tough, but their inner heart is quite gentle. Those who look shy have strong stubbornness most of the time. I think that's the general case, I guess. I'm not sure whether it is right. Those who are shy all the time, they think, you know, they are unable. And they don't like to stand before people. No, why don't you do it? Can you do me a favor? Well, you know what? I cannot do that. They are stubborn. I cannot do that. I cannot do that. They look humble. Well, it is not humility. Those who are humble are those who obey. Those who don't obey, they are not humble. You are arrogant instead. But some people stick to their own opinion. I cannot do that. I cannot do that. You know what? I'm sorry. I cannot do that. Well, by faith, why don't you change yourself? Advice. Well, yet still, I cannot do that. This kind of stubbornness you have, and you cannot find yourself, and you cannot break yourself in the truth. So check yourself whether you have this kind of stuff. Well, let's talk about arrogance. What I'm talking about is, you have to focus on even the small things too, in your life, in your deeds, in your life way. I mean, in the way of you use your heart. In every detail, you have to find. Otherwise, you cannot discover yourself. You have to examine yourself with your microscope. And you have to check whether it is right by the truth or not. If you cannot do that, you cannot discover yourself. Let's talk about arrogance from the center in the heart. Let's say you're in a leading position. Father God, please, help me get rid of, you know, arrogance. Well, I'm not talking about that. Let's say you have professional vision. You have professionality. There are people who are expert in devices or computers and other stuff. You know what? They have common things. Let's say, if you are a singer, every singer has different style. You know what? Every singing teacher teaches differently. Let's say you learn from one teacher, and you should not criticize others who learn from different teachers. It is arrogance. You have to check whether you have this kind of attitude. Let's talk about, you know, some experts. Let's say, this is my expert field, computers and devices or engineering field. What they can teach, you know, what they are good at. If you utilize this way, then you can use it better. You can teach like that. But you know what? You know what? What you use is not good. If you use that, it's easily breakable. Why don't you use what I use? You force them. You know what? The experts and non-experts, you know, they use things differently. The non-experts, if non-experts use what experts are using, they may not feel easy. But these experts force what they like, what they use, to non-experts. You have to understand the non-expert's experience. You know, I don't like what you use. You know, I don't even take a look at it. Well, that's arrogance. Even though what you have is right, you have to see what is the best for others. Let's say there are, you know, hairstylists, right? There are people who are good. There are people who are not so good. You know, why don't you learn From a hairdresser who repairs better than you are, then they go to the people, master, and then say, how can I do this? Then the masters say like, well, there is not a big thing, you know, just do this, just do that. You know what? You can teach them in detail. You know what? Many people have different kind of conditions of their hair. In this case, you have to use this thing. You have to put perm on these people. You know, it is easy to teach like that. But, you know, the usually masters say, you know, the experts say, it's nothing, you know. Just do whatever you like. And they pray, Father God, please help me get rid of arrogance. Unless you find arrogance in your detailed things in your life, you cannot make it to spirit. And you will rather disregard people, and you will ignore people. So this kind of arrogance, whether you have it or not, and you have to, even if it is a small thing, you have to think others' position and others' hearts first. And why don't you remember when you were not good at those? And put yourself into other shoes and try to teach them more, try to understand their position more. Then you can change yourself better. Don't you think? Senior pastor always treats us like that. Let's say there are many workers around him. If workers are not good at, if what they do is not in accordance with what senior pastor thinks, senior pastor has waited. And we have become the fruit of his endurance. Many people came into spirit and whole spirit. Many people came into rock of faith. Why? Because senior pastor has waited for us. And in every detail, he touched us, he taught us, he explained to us. Whenever he got chance, even though he went to mountain and he stand on this altar from time to time, even for that small moment of time, he tries to explain and teach as much as possible. If he can understand this love and apply this love to others, if you make an effort like that and try to understand people around you more and better and put yourself into their shoes, and in your field, if you check whether not checking what you are good at, but thinking of what you are not doing well, and change yourself and break it. Someone grew up who was raised in, you know, commendation, always praised. He became head of the family. She always received a commendation from the family. She grew up like that. One day, instead of being praised, she became rebuked. In her heart, when she was rebuked, when she was advised, she shut her mouth. She didn't even reply. You know, when she is praised, she talked about what she did, many, many, many things. But once she was rebuked, when she thinks she was scolded, then she shut her mouth up. This is the heart of being recognized and acknowledged and praised. And this is the one look of arrogance. When you're rebuked, you should acknowledge yourself and you should look back on yourself and you have to change. Otherwise, you cannot make it to the spirit. And this is arrogance. Now, so you always, I hope that you always become humble by changing this. The third thing is the deeds from the self-centered in your heart. If you read chapter 14 of Mark, there was a lady who brought alabaster. She broke it and poured that perfume on the head of our Lord. And Judas Iscariot became very upset. She said, it is better to use that money for the poor people. Judah said she was wasting the money. But he was not thinking of the benefit of others. In his heart, he was seeking his own benefit. It was the heart of thief. It was the heart of evil. Because of that, even though he thought of others' benefit, he actually thought of his own benefit. He had this kind of heart. We heard it. In your words, in your deeds, depending on what kind of action you take, what kind of words you speak, you may find this. Let's say, when there is rainfall, when there is typhoon, and they ruin their harvest, or there is drought, or they ruin their farming. Worldly people put blame on God. They don't seek for Father God for good things. They only blame on Father God for their unfortunate things. Whenever I heard that, I think our Father God ignored Father God, but our Father God has loved these souls and tried to save souls, as many souls as possible, and sent our shepherd and tried to save more. I think of the Father God's love more whenever it happens. The heart of Judas Iscariot, even though he seemed to think of others' benefit, but actually he sold for his own benefit. And out of his evil, he made that kind of expression. Father God knew it. Our Lord knew it. Worldly people do the same. They put blame on the Father God. Okay, my harvest was so good. I'm so thankful to Father God. You know, Father God blessed me to enjoy this abundance. Well, there is no such in the worldly people. According to their own benefit, sometimes they seek for Father God, others, sometimes they don't. You have to see whether you are seeking for your own benefit in every small detail. Let's say there is a meeting. You want to drive the meeting the way you want it to be. It is deed from your self-centered inner heart. You have a certain goal, and you talk about that goal in your meeting first and drive the people to agree with your idea instead of listening to others' idea first. And you don't realize it. You think you seek for others' benefit, but you end up forcing others to follow your benefit. I experienced this recently. There was a leader. She told others to do something, and there was a worker who changed the direction for his own benefit. In the middle. And then he came up with the subject in the meeting. It is so evil. Before Father God, his heart has selfish idea, greed. And Father God said he had evil in his heart, but he doesn't realize it. He does not realize evil in his heart because he doesn't make an effort to look deep in himself. Since Father God said he had this kind of stuff, he had to look back and he had to analyze himself, but he doesn't do it. He has to obey without using his own thought. But you know what? As he does his job, of course he is trying to be faithful. He is doing his best. But you know what? Because of his arrogance and selfish idea and greed, he tries to do it better, so he does the things not the way his leaders want. And this is the deed from the self-centered inner heart. You have to know this. Whenever I talk to people, I have these chances, these kind of cases. Well, when you come to me and talk to me, look back on yourself. Whether you know the answer or not. Whether you ask pastor because you don't know the answer, or you know, you talk to the man of spirit because you want him to agree with your idea. Then it is not proper in the sight of God. And you will be refined because of that heart. Someone came to me for his job. You know, I went to this company. This company pays me more, even though this company is far away from the church. But the company which is near to the church, you know, pays me less. He starts to talk like that. Oh, really? Okay. Even though it is, you know, even the company is far, you know, why don't you, you know, go to that company which is far because, you know, you will be paid more. Well, if you want to, you know, you can go to the company and then you can, you know, give offerings to Father God. I think it's good. It's a good idea. You know, we have this kind of conversation. Next. And then later on, you know what? But if I work for the company, I will be late to Daniel Prime meeting. He made a decision already to work for the company, which, you know, pays him better. So he talks about good things of the company first. And then once I agree, he said, you know, if I go to the company, I cannot come to Daniel Prime meeting. He is talking on his seeking for his own benefit. Sick people come. They know the answer. If you are sick, don't you know the answer? You know the answer. Why do you come to me and ask for counseling? I'm not saying you should not come to me. Well, when you go to people of spirit, why do you ask? Why do you ask for counseling? I am sick. Can I go to hospital or not? You already came to me because you want to go to hospital. But you know what? After you had the counseling, you know, man of spirit, you know, talk to me like that, you know, I can go to hospital. You know what? You already made a decision to go to hospital. And you want the man of spirit to agree with you, and you use your day name to justify what you do. Do you think it is a good heart? Do you think it is proper in the sight of Father God? You do this kind of deeds seeking for your own benefit. Father God will not be pleased with this thing. Whether you have a conversation with the people of spirit with a humble heart, whether you can accept everything if it is the will of God. I prepared many things, but the important thing is, I talked about in the many fields, like I have more stuff, but you have to have inner heart. You have to form the inner heart that Father God wants you to have. In a critical situation, you come up with the inner heart that you formed by yourself. But Father God wants to form your inner heart the way Father God wants. In a critical situation, what you have in your inner heart will come out. If you have more evil in your heart, that's not what I'm talking about. Whether you try to live by the way that Father God wants you to live or not. Well, there was a man who made a scratch as he was driving. So he made a call. You know, as I drove, and you know, I made a mistake, and there was a scratch on your car, so I will pay you if you want it. Now, if you said, you know, what kind of heart you had when you called that man? First of all, you have to ask God, why I came across with this kind of situation? I scratched others' car. Whether you made that accident, did you worry about whether you're going to be charged a lot or whether you're going to be rebuked? Do you think even the small thing from the perspective of Father God? Or do you have some fleshly worries? Or whether you completely depend on Father God? In a critical situation, let's say you commit sin. Of course you have to feel guilty before Father God. But whether you can be really thankful to Father God by that encounter, whether you are able to find evil things inside your heart or not, you can see what kind of inner heart you have if you come across with that kind of in a critical situation. As you grew up, how you form yourself, how you form your inner heart, when you dealt with the truth, whether you formed good things, whether you formed a good inner heart, or the other way. Depending on that, you may come into spirit quickly or not. If you depend on Father God all the time, even in hardships, if you can remember, as you witness the life of our senior pastor, since the beginning of the church, senior pastor has never taken rest. I think the senior pastor started to be called in the hieratic when he missed the word in the Lord's Prayer. There was a Lord's Prayer in the Bible, and senior pastor always cited the Lord's Prayer as it is in the Bible. But you know what? Because some people criticize him for that. And there were many, many other stuff. He called in the hieratic and then hieratic. But whenever it happened, he asked Father God and he looked at himself whether he was proper before Father God. But you know what? His life was always proper in the sight of God. So at the end of the hardships, he always tried to pursue the will of God because he believed in Father God all the time. Now, who do you believe in? Do you believe in God or do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in yourself who is unable? Do you believe in yourself who is full of flesh? Senior pastor was focusing only on Father God and souls. He was only looking up to Father God. So what kind of things he encountered, what kind of hardships he faced, he was able to overcome by faith. You have witnessed them. Then you have to remember and then break yourself. Why don't you form your inner heart the Father God wants you to have and learn what it is and form it? Fleshly thought or spiritual thought? If you have fleshly thought, turn it to spiritual thoughts. In even small things, then you can discover yourself and get rid of it. So there was a second half of Friday night service. I had better stop here. I will conclude this message. There are many things in how to form your inner heart, but I think I'd better conclude here. I delivered the second part of the self-centered inner heart, and we looked at many different aspects which come from the self-centered inner heart, like arrogance, the selfishness, and stubbornness, and deeds from the selfish, self-centered inner heart, and there are many other stuff. Even when you're at a meeting, even when you're talking to someone, find whether you are exaggerating for good things or you become quiet for what you don't like. You know, there are cases like that, you know, when there are meetings or counseling. Say, by the, you know, you have to change by the word of God. You know, when I rebuke, you know, they become so quiet. But you know what? They are very loud and talkative. They don't care whether others listen to them or not when they talk about their children or their parents or what they're good at. Then they cannot make harmony with others. They always want to do what they like. They cannot make harmony with others. Even in a small thing. In this church, you don't commit grave sins nowadays. Now, you have to check even these small things. And you have to see whether these are from your self-centered in the heart. Now, break it and change that heart into the heart of seeking for others' benefits and put yourself into other shoes. Change yourself. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please make an effort, and that kind of heart can be formed by the original voice the senior pastor gives out. You can do it. Even though you made inner heart which is so selfish, you can change it. If you completely depend on the voice, original voice that the senior pastor gives out, you can do it. Believe in it. I hope that you can change it by faith. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body or on your infirmities. If you are not sick, lay your hands on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcending space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and on GCN TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all children around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts. Drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints and nerves and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, and women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let the blind come to see, let the deaf come to hear, let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix the broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addiction, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, and the ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving spirit, separating spirit, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bones of wickedness. Your darkness, go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prospers, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blessing eyes, protect your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received His answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.